Hey, it's Kate.
Hey, it's Joanna.
Do you like women who laugh like Roseanne?
Do you like jumping in a pool full of lemon juice covered in paper cuts?
Do you like loading a bowl at the end of a hard day? If you answered yes to one or more of these questions, you should listen to Butt Stuff on the Journey into Comics Network.
The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
I'm a dude who likes brews. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Ah, juicy.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Brews with Dudes. I'm your host, Nick Maxson, excited to talk to y'all again. With me is my one and only guest tonight, Mr. Austin Hill.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're down to just two compadres. This is only the second time we've done it with two guys, but we're going to make it work. So
that's what she said.
Yes, she did. We're going to start right off getting right into these beers before we start having some fun. So we're looking at my second Craft Xbox. I know in one of the last episodes I talked about the fact that they had gone bankrupt and that they weren't going to be sending out the box anymore.
I didn't catch that one.
So, yeah, apparently, so they've been doing this thing in 3-month subscriptions, and they did it once, and they got through a month or two, and then they had some problems, they had to regroup. So I got in on the second round of subscriptions, and they made it through 1 month just fine, and blew the second month again. So I was supposed to get my second box at the beginning of January, and today is February 7th?
Yeah, February 7th.
And I just got the box today, so it's very, very late, and I don't know if I'll be getting my third box. Anyway, regardless of if that worked out or not, I'm excited to be drinking new beers that I wouldn't have been drinking otherwise. So we got two different breweries. We got Kushwa Brewing Company and Two Beers Brewing Company. We're starting off with the two beers. This one's called Off Trail Pale. It's an American Pale Ale. So, Austin, why don't we go diving into this before we talk about it anymore? Because I got to get a taste. Mmm. Okay.
Mmm.
That's pretty good.
Let me get one more mouthful. And
yeah. So, this time they sent us a cool little, like a double-sized index card with some information about both the breweries. So let me tell you what they say about the Off Trail Pale. Off Trail Pale is a hop-forward, Northwest-style pale ale brewed with loads of Yakima Valley's finest Citra hops. Dry-hopping with even more Citra, it boasts an aroma full of orange and melon with more of the same on the palate. This pale ale finishes clean with lingering notes of lemon and orange peel. We've got a 5.4 ABV and about 32 IBUs. They even go as far as to tell us the malts they used, some two-row, crystal, Munich, some white wheat. Let's see, where did they say they're from? Two Beers Brewing Companies from Seattle, Washington.
Ooh.
So this is a totally other side of the country. That's pretty cool.
West Coast beer. Nice.
West Coast beer that doesn't taste like a West Coast. Well, I guess this is just a pale ale. I just discovered last week that I don't like West Coast style IPAs. They're a little too bitter for me.
They are definitely a different taste to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm really enjoying this, though.
It's very light and crisp. It's definitely one of those, man, I'm going to drink this on a hot summer day kind of beer.
Yeah. It's got an orangey kind of color. You can't really see through it. It's a little hazy, I would say. Not much of head on it.
It's got a good, robust scent to it.
Nothing too crazy with the scent. The scent doesn't blow me away. So Austin, when he came in today, it's easy to just go slamming through one of these episodes when you got four or five people and you can just ramble off each other. It's a little different when there's only two or three people. And sometimes we've sat here and gone like, man, we shouldn't even do this because we don't fucking have anything to talk about.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about, Nick?
We could just slam through these four beers in 10, 15 minutes and call it a day, but we're not going to do that. So, lately, I have been jumping back on the booking bands, the promoting bandwagon train. And just today, I posted somewhere near, I think, 11 events that I wanted to get everybody paying attention to. So I think Austin and I were going to do kind of a run-through and just kind of give everybody an idea of what we've got going on in the next couple weeks. Because I'm pretty sure this is going to air before any of these events happen. So everyone's going to be able to listen to this and get an idea of what we've got going on. We've got some stuff this month. We've got some stuff next month. We've got some stuff in July. Like, we've got a lot of stuff in the books.
It's going to be good.
So we'll jump right into that as well as we're finishing off this this off-trail pale. So the first thing on our list is Saturday, February 17th. Down at Jerry Lee's. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff at Jerry Lee's. They've always kind of been the home to Lafayette Metal, but recently been getting into a better relationship with Casey. We've been trying to get a lot of different things going on down there. He's always done the metal. A couple months ago, he started doing pinball down there, and I've been working on him with the craft beer. So you all know, because we did an episode a couple weeks ago, we did a Rheingeist tap takeover. So Saturday, February 17th, we're doing our second Brews with Dudes Doom Room Jerry Lee's Pub Tap Takeover, and we're doing it with none other than 450 North. You okay, Isis?
I think she's all right. She wakes herself up barking sometimes.
She really likes 450 North, and I don't really blame her. So we've been going there for months now for special releases. They started doing a Nugget series. So we got the gold nugs, the silver nugs, the super nugget bros, the
powdered nugs, the juicy nugs, the cookies and cream nugs,
all sorts of nugs. But we both digress. So we've got 450 coming up, and they're going to be doing a tap takeover. I believe they're going to bring four beers on tap, and then two in cans. So we're gonna have six different beers. Just talked to their rep the other day and got the fresh list. So Casey and I got down and picked a couple things. And I think we're both pretty excited about what we got. We got some IPAs. We got a double IPA. We got a pale ale. And then I think we got another sour.
Good.
A lot of people really like the sours.
And they do actually have a decent list of sours, too, that they make.
Yes. This one's called Why So Sourous. So I think it's like a Joker kind of joke.
Oh, I actually saw that on their board last time I was down there with you, and I almost got that.
I think I tried that one. They've got another one called Sourous Black.
That's what I got. I got the Sourous Black, and that was actually very tasty because, you know, it piqued up my Harry Potter fan, and
absolutely.
I always love Sirius Black.
Absolutely.
So. But then again, Gary Oldman's a badass. So
yes, he is. So on top of doing that, so it's going to be kind of like a beer school kind of thing where someone's going to come down and give out samples and he's going to tell us about the brewery and stuff. And then afterwards, we're going to do the first our first trivia night. And I think the way that we're doing it is we're going to like play samples of songs and you have to guess either the song title or the artist or both get extra points, something like that.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So we're trying to do some new things. We're trying to make Jerry Lee's a place to go. So I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty pumped about it. I know that we've got, let's see, we've got the Pixel Bomb that we're getting, the Crystal Vision, the Why So Sourous, and then one called the Starburst. So, and then there'll be a couple more. I think we usually try to do five or six.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I have had the Starburst. That was very good.
I have actually had all of those, but they're all really good. So, so they're getting ready. They're going to do another special release the day before. He's going to try to get one of those special beers they're releasing and bring it down.
Oh,
so we'll have one of those special release nuggets or something.
Special so, nuggets.
I'm pretty excited about that. We've gotten down hard on the nugget series.
Oh, so hard. Been so good.
So we've got so. That's going to be sweet. That is, I'm assuming, I really think this episode is going to play either either the 10th or it would then be the, it would be the 17th. So either this is happening, what we're talking about next weekend, or today. I'm not sure. It's hard telling. I'm pretty sure it's going to air this weekend, but we don't need to get too involved in that. So after that, that's Saturday, February 17th. We've got Friday, February 23rd. We're going to be back down at Jerry Lee's. For Livid, Huntsman, and a band called I'm John Wayne.
I am John Wayne. I've actually heard of those guys, and they are good.
I'm John Wayne. Yeah, they consider themselves prog thrash. So that's two things that I really like. They're from Indy. They've been around for a while. They've been around for at least 4 or 5 years, if not longer. Their name's always popping up. Huntsman is like kind of post-metal.
Yes.
You know what I mean when I say that? And they're from Chicago. I'm really excited about that. And then Livid is just doomy as fuck. And they're from Minneapolis. We have booked another band called Livid. And believe it or not, within a month of this show, we're booking them again. But this is not the same Livid. There are a couple Livids. So pretty excited about that. I think
Livid.
I think, and this is going to be a little weird, especially after 450 North. But I believe Casey has worked out. We're going to do like a Leinenkugel tap takeover that night.
Ooh. Leinenkugel is actually one of the beers and breweries that actually got me into drinking more than just that standard Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, and even like some of the Michelob takes, like Michelob Amber Bock. That was one I went to off of normal Pilsner beers and stuff. But Leinenkugel is definitely that brewery that pulled me into going, oh, hey, there's more than just bitterness to beer. You can put other flavors into your beers where you're brewing it, and it's still going to be good, and it's not going to be a Mike's Hard Lemonade or a Smirnoff Ice.
I would be remiss to bring up the fact, because Brett or Zach or any one of the bros would bring it up. One of my transitionary beers was the Leinenkugel Berry Weiss, which was so sugary, and it was real bad.
It was
their worst beer.
Yeah, it reminded me of a wine cooler.
Right, it was bad, but it played a part in me trying to drink different beers. And I have like different things from Leinenkugel. So I believe that is that night. I know that we're doing a Leinenkugel tap takeover soon. So I believe it's Friday, February 23rd with Livid Huntsman, and I'm John Wayne. That's going to be a fun one.
That should be a good night.
How are you doing on your off trail?
My off trail? I'm enjoying it. I'm about done. It goes down so smooth and quick, like I'm not really noticing it disappear.
Me too. I think we decided that we were going to jump into the other pale ale, because tonight we've got two pale ales, a brown and a oatmeal stout.
Mm.
So we've got a couple different flavors from these two different breweries. I think it's about time for one of us to run off and grab the Kushwa Brewing Company's pale ale. Well, what do you know? It looks like somebody was anticipating my move and was ready for the next one.
Absolutely.
If you want to give those a pour, I can try to update the audience on what we're drinking now.
Yeah, but, sounds good.
But before I do that, we just had someone walk in the door, Mr. Creed. Creed, how you doing tonight?
What's going on, everybody?
Typical Creed. Like I said in one of the last episodes, Creed has lost his mic privileges for at least a couple episodes for talking to other people while we were trying to record. God, Creed made the noise. Oh, anyway, so the next beer is from Kushwa Brewing Company. They're coming out of Williamsport, Maryland, it looks like, if I'm reading that. MD. What is the state abbreviation MD? Maryland? Maryland? Cool.
That would be Maryland.
I got that right. Let's get a little more in tune with Kushwa. They say, Kushwa Brewing Company is a small 3.5-barrel brewery located in Williamsport. It is owned by three friends who are passionate about making and serving quality beer to the great people of their hometown. So they got two beers tonight. The one we'll be drinking as our finale is the Velvet Robe. It's an oatmeal stout. That sounds amazing. But right now, we're hopping into the Fog at Daybreak, an American pale ale. They like to say that it's a hop cocktail of Simcoe, Mosaic, and Amarillo. A couple of my favorites, honestly. Aroma is sticky, tropical resin. Finish is clean and dry. All the hop flavor you would expect from a double IPA packed into a sessionable pale. Well, you don't say so. The ABV on this bad boy is only 5.6, with the IBUs being 67. They tell us to drink this out of a tulip, which we're doing.
Oh, so, yeah.
Without further ado, gentlemen, goodness, let's tap these glasses and get a group gulp in on this.
The Simcoe and Amarillo are really up forward.
My goodness, that is drinkable.
I was going to say, you could really smell the Simcoe hops and the Amarillo hops up front.
Mmm. It says it's a sessionable pale, and I have to agree. At a at a decent 5.6. I would get myself in trouble with a six pack of this.
I could have a session of drinking this.
Yeah, and it would be fucking awesome. It's a beautiful color. It's hazy. It's a little juicy. I can't see my hand through it. It's very hazy. No clearness at all.
Other ones that I've had so far.
Creed thinks this is a juicier beer than ones we've had before. I agree, but I'm gonna have to give it one more big swig.
It's got a nice bitter bite at the end of its juiciness. It's not like overtaking. It just kind of has that quick click of the back of the tongue with the bitter.
It's just a quick bite.
Yeah,
it's not too bad at all. My goodness, I'm enjoying this. So now we've jumped between the two different breweries now, and just quick preliminary judgment. Since they were both pale ales, I'll say I think I liked Kushwa's more. I think I'm digging.
Oh yeah, this Kushwa is very, very good.
Yeah,
I'm glad we happened chance to put it second, because I feel like the flavor would hang on my palate and overbear the one we just had before this from two beers.
Even worse. No offense, two beers. That was a great pale ale. It really was. It was
very solid, very drinkable. But this just has that crisp flavor that just hangs on your tongue that just would overbear that one.
Mm. So let's jump into what else do we got going on? We just told you about the Livid Huntsman show at Jerry Lee's. After that, this is a yet-to-be-announced event. But we're working on it. We're doing Saturday, March 17th down at Jerry Lee's. We're doing a St. Paddy's Day extravaganza.
St. Paddy's Day?
There's going to be a tap takeover. We're not yet announcing who that is. And then we're going to have the return of a really awesome band. The first time debut of a band from Chicago that is really awesome. And a third band that is local that is going to be playing new tunes. So it's going to be a super packed night of really awesome bands.
So you're telling me that is the golden pot at the end of the rainbow?
Absolutely, Austin. It's about as good as it gets. It's about as good as it gets. And I'm going to try to get some short people to dress up as leprechauns, because...
You mean midgets?
Well, you can call them what you want. I know you've got an affinity for them, so...
I have partied with some people of a shorter stature before, and they are always fun.
At least once. At least once. So, I can't really say a whole lot about that, because we're still working on some details, but we're hoping that we can get those details out very soon, because there's a lot of really cool things about that show.
I gotta say real quick, looking at this list right here that's he has personally posted on his Facebook page. I don't know about Twitter. I'm not on that. I don't follow it. But it is very easily overlooked in the long list. And if you're not careful, you'll miss this little diamond in the rough.
It was a thing that I didn't have an event page for yet, but I wanted to throw it in there. So you kind of, in your head, told yourself, I don't want to do anything else that night. I know there's going to be something cool in town that night. So,
and you know what? I was already thinking it. What am I going to do with my bros on St. Paddy's Day?
We've got some good ideas. We've got some fun ideas.
Looks like I'm going to be drinking some beers.
Yee.
And then listening to some bands.
We're going to be drinking beers, we're going to be playing pinball, and we're going to be listening to some heavy metal, that is for damn sure.
That sounds like one hell of a St. Paddy's Day.
So, 1 week later, this is, whenever we book more than two or three shows in March, I always like to call it March Metal Madness. Because isn't there a sports thing? Boom.
Mm-hmm. NCAA so Creed, basketball tournament.
That's what Creed's telling us over there. And you know what I say to that? I don't give a shit about that. But you know what I care about?
This is filling out your bracket for it, right?
I think this is the third year we've done a March Metal Madness where we've had three or four shows. So the very next weekend after our St. Paddy's Day blowout at Jerry Lee's, March 24th, we've got Heartworm, which is from Columbus, Ohio. They do the hardcore, so I'm sure we're gonna have some breakdowns. But I'm down for it if it's the right stuff. And they kill it. I really do like Heartworm. If you haven't checked them out yet, then here is the other Livid, and we booked this Livid before. They're from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and they like to say that they are the slam. You know, they like to slam. So if you're into that stuff, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Otherwise, it's dirty. It's heavy.
They are very good. They are very just that kind of deep driving drum driven slammy goodness.
And I'm all about it. They were great last time and I'm excited for this time. And I'm super excited about The Last Man because they've got one of the best names I've ever booked. Are you guys ready for this? The final band for Saturday, March 24th is Uncle Slammy and the Warlords. I'm all about it. Who the fuck is Uncle Slammy?
I don't care, but I'm going to go see him.
His friends are tight. So they're from Columbus, Ohio. They say that they're a nice crossover of punk, hardcore, and thrash. And I'm down for that. That sounds fucking awesome. So... God damn, I don't think they have a Facebook, those fucking bastards. They have a Bandcamp, but as hard as I looked, I couldn't find it. So, they're difficult to find, to say the fucking least.
But if you have Bandcamp, you should have a solid chance of finding them.
Bandcamp is the place. Bandcamp is really awesome. As a guy that's in a band, every couple months they send us an email that says, hey, here's $50 to $100 for people downloading your stuff, and we're like, holy shit, what the
why
fuck?
Thank you.
And they've done that for so we released our last album, my band Weed Bee, in spring of 2016, I think.
Yeah, I want to say it was almost 2 years ago now.
And every 6 months we get a check from them because people are downloading it. So
It's a good album. If you haven't downloaded it, get on Bandcamp and get it. And if you're not on Bandcamp, I highly suggest getting on it because there's so much good music out there to be found just through Bandcamp.
Stuff you can't find on iTunes, stuff you can't find on Spotify. I'm a big supporter of Bandcamp.
It even works kind of like Spotify and Pandora where it'll look at the bands you're checking out and researching on there, and it'll suggest other bands that are within the same genre or sound of those bands too.
And they're decent at it.
And they're pretty good at it.
On that note, I want to give Spotify, even though they kind of treat their artists like shit, I want to give them the credit because they suggest artists to me, and we're talking like a 80 to 90% thumbs up. They're like, have you ever heard this band? And I'm like, no. And I listen to it, and they fucking rule. Spotify knows what the fuck I want, so... So bravo to technology in that respect.
Technology.
I've listened to more bands than I can remember. So, yeah.
But on the opposite of Spotify and screwing bands over per se, but Bandcamp is super tight to bands. As Nick was reiterating here, that he gets money from them every 6 months or so from his album he released almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like Bandcamp is so good to the musicians that are on there. It's unbelievable.
And... I don't know the exact number, but I'm almost positive that, because I just read it today or yesterday, that they only keep, it's different between physical stuff that you sell and the downloads, but it's 10 or 15%. They keep 10 or 15% and you get everything else. So that's a pretty good deal.
It's a pretty tight deal.
Sweet. Bravo, Bandcamp. We got one more show announcement before we dive into the next beer. We're going to go back to two beers after this. We just announced this one today, Monday, March 26th at Jerry Lee's Pub, You Bred Raptors returns, and holy shit, I love You Bred Raptors.
I will never miss one of their shows whenever they come through. Even if they're not coming through Doom Room with Nick, it's just, and they're going to be in the area, you got to see them. They're just so good.
Want to hear something fun?
I do.
You remember Sons of Raw?
I do.
In Chicago?
Absolutely.
They're playing with You Bred Raptors in Chicago.
When?
I don't know when, but I saw Eric from Sons of Raw posting about it, and I don't know how it happened. I like to think that I had something to do with it, just me posting about it or something. But holy shit, I love You Bred Raptors. They're another band I consider kind of this is what I say, and they said it first, but I always say it. Prehistoric post-rock. That's what I call them. It's so good. Pete plays like a... What is it? 8, 10 strings?
It's a custom 9-string bass.
It's wild. It's a monster thing. So he plays the high stuff and the low stuff, and they've got a cello player, and then a drummer. And they wear masks for every different song. They're from New York City. They busk in the subways, and they do great doing that. They recently went on tour with one of my favorite bands, Consider the Source. I think I saw them playing with another band I love called Too Many Zoos or Two Zoos. I don't remember. I was just introduced to them a month or two ago.
They just had a concert just this past weekend up in Chicago.
They're just super solid. Ebert Raptor is a bunch of really good guys. They hit me up out of nowhere a couple years ago. And they are consistently like if I book a local band, I can expect a big draw. I know no matter what I do with Ebert Raptors, no matter where I book them or who I book them with, they're a good draw, you know, and they've come on the weekends. I think they've only played one weekend show, and it happened to be a Halloween show, and that was fucking awesome.
I want to say the show before that was a weekend show, but because they played with, I want to say Fable Cry, and it was on a Friday, I believe.
If it wasn't Friday, it was Thursday. I feel like they always get a weird day, is the thing. But the point of the matter is, they always draw.
Always
they
draw.
Always draw, because they're so good. So shout out to Pete, and I don't even know who the fuck is in the band anymore. Pete's the lifeblood, though. So excited to see my bro again. That one is Monday, March 26th. I'm super, super stoked about that. We are almost done with this last pale ale for the night from Kushwa.
Oh, I am done. It was so good. I couldn't stop.
You did. You slammed right through it. So I guess it's time to hop right into the next one.
And oh, no. Look at that.
And it's open. Oh, my gosh. All right. So we are, without further ado, we're jumping into beer number 3. This is from Two Beers. This is what they call their Sodo Brown. Brewed with 7 grains and a simple hop, this complex and mellow brown ale was brewed in honor of the regulars at the Two Beers Tasting Room, our most malt-forward beer. It features characteristics of sun-dried raisin, chocolate, and toffee. This guy comes in at an all right 4.8 with only 20 IBUs. So this one's probably not going to blow us out of the water, but it's definitely very dark. So I'm excited to jump right in. Browns aren't usually my thing, but I'm always willing to experiment no matter what racist innuendos fucking Creed wants to make when I say that. We're jumping in. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yee yee.
That's good.
That is pretty good.
That is going to be a very good brown ale. Even if you're not a brown ale fan, that is good. And if you are a brown ale fan, drink it.
What do you think, Creed?
I must say, when I first smelt it, I thought it was going to be dark chocolate. But you can still get the taste of the dark chocolate, but not as much as it was. So I enjoy this one more than the other ones with the cocoa mixture.
So you enjoy this more than the stout and porter beers.
That's cool. I don't know how many browns we've had, so that might be your thing. You might like brown ales more than you would like the stouts and the cocos.
Yeah. I think this is. Sorry to interrupt.
There's chocolate added to this. There's chocolate and toffee added to this.
You can taste it, too.
As well as Galena hops. We've used Galena hops in some of our beers.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of our beers, today we bottled our Lusa Brew version 3.
Ooh.
As well as our Honey Nut Beerios.
Honey Nut Beerios. Part of a balance.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be good. Yeah, I'm stoked. We think we might have let them both sit a little too long, but it is what it is. I think they're both going to be decent beers. So where are we at with this? I need to get one more big sip.
We were just talking about Ubred Raptors, but there is a show coming up a month after that, actually.
Almost exactly a month. Friday, April 27th, we've got Head Rot, Carry On Veil, Shroud of Vulture, and Ton.
Those bands I am very excited to see.
I'm pretty excited about this. This is one of those shows where I had a friend of mine just say, they posted on their Facebook, they're like, hey, I got some friends in this band, they're looking for a show. Several different friends tagged me in the post. Next thing you know, we're booking the show. So I'm pretty excited about that. Head Rot is coming all the way from Rhode Island. This is their tour, so they're headlining. They've got that old school death metal vibe. They're really fucking awesome. I was talking to, I believe we hooked this up through both my friend Jasmine and Mr. Chris Smiley, the drummer from Carry On Veil.
I'm excited to see them again.
They came through on a Friday last year
and just holy leveled
shit
the place.
I don't know how. I don't know if they care about getting the comparison, but it reminds me of Black Dahlia. They're like a pretty cool. They've got that tech death vibe, but they just fucking rip.
Oh, they're so good.
Where do they say they're from? They're from Richmond, Indiana. That's somewhere down south. I don't fucking know, but goddamn, Carry On Veil fucking rules.
Damn.
Then we've got Shroud of Vulture. They're from Indy. I have described them as I listen to them as Dungeon Doom. It sounds like something you would listen to as you're sludging your way through a really fucked up dungeon. My good buddy, Mike Nash. Sorry, Mike. I don't fucking know how you say your name. He's got so many fucking projects, man. Last time he was through, if I'm not mistaken, he's going to tell me that I was mistaken. But he played with Arcaris last year when Arcaris came through with Thorax.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that show. That was a great show.
Hobbit release.
Yes.
So Mike played with them. So Mike is also in the band Apostle of Solitude, if you've heard them. They're from Indy as well. They're really fucking awesome.
Gotta say, I've heard the name before, and I've heard good things about them.
And then he's also, obviously, part of Shroud of Vulture. So I'm super excited to see Mike again. I'm super excited to get a new band. This will be Shroud's first time in Lafayette, so I'm ready for that. And then we've got fucking, where are they from? Canton, Ohio's Ton. Austin, you said you were excited about Ton.
I got into these guys about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. I started hearing about them, and they released an album that I picked up through Bandcamp. About a year and a half ago. Actually, not quite a year ago. It was during New York Death Militia meet and greet in the Indiana chapter show in Garrett, Indiana last March. It was about this time I picked up the new album because it dropped, and they're having a Bandcamp special that I couldn't pass up.
Nice.
Picked up the album, and I think I had that album playing for about a week and a half straight. It was so good.
So, Austin, do you buy digital albums, or do you try to stick with physical as much as you can?
I'll get digital if I can't get the physical.
Yeah?
I don't discriminate. It's as long as I'm buying it through a source, it's going to give the band more money than whatever outlet is putting it out. I'm going to be all for it. And sometimes I do buy a lot of albums through iTunes because a lot of times that's the only way I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard like iTunes illegally selling an album that the band's not getting anything from. They're just...
You also got to realize when it comes down to digital copies, the sound quality is not as good as a hard copy.
Well, I
might have to disagree with that because you can get extremely high qualities in digital if you try that you cannot compress into a CD, because with our latest album that we'd be put out, we ran into the problem where we literally sent the place files that were too good, and they're like, we can't put this on a CD, it's too good. So we had to compress it down to a lesser file. It was wild.
Lame.
Yeah, it was wild.
Lame. But so, I was about to reiterate, too, that no, there's albums I've picked up, hard copy discs, and I thought was good, and then I picked up the digital copy because that hard copy wouldn't transfer right when I was trying to back it up digitally, so I picked up the digital copy, and the digital copy just sound so much cleaner, crisper, just without any of like the static interference that sometimes you get on a disc.
I finally saw somebody else complain about it, and I've been talking about it lately. Like, people will post things on Facebook of them, like, playing a riff or something, and there's just this unbelievable, like, static, not even static, but there's a noise in the background, And it's so fucking awful. And it's like, God damn, like, why do you need that?
It's the room that they recorded it in.
No. It's not. It's the way that Facebook compresses the file.
It adds
some kind of noise into the mix that is just awful. Like,
it's the sound of the FBI agent on the other side of the camera watching you.
I gotta say, I do like those funny things, those funny new memes where someone types something into Google and then it shows a picture of the FBI texting them. I like those. Those memes are pretty funny.
I like the
don't fucking move. Like, you figured it out.
There's one I'm really, really liking lately that I've actually keep coming back to show people that I haven't shown yet. It says, it's a text conversation between two people, a girl and a boy, and the girl goes, "Hey, what are you up to tonight? Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And it goes, "Not much." And then responds with another one, "You." And then the "not much" says, "Unable to deliver." And then it goes, "LOL, sounds like a good plan for the night." And it has an FBI agent saying, "Don't fuck this up, dude. Got your back."
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Pretty solid.
Austin is gonna share my plight. So a couple months ago, somebody invited me to a Facebook page. This happens every day. I get invited to Facebook pages every single day.
It was me.
I get invited to a page that is primarily used for sharing memes. And I'm not about that usually. I like a good meme, but I'm not necessarily one of those guys that goes and looks for super crazy or funny or even offensive memes. I get added to this group, and in the first couple days that I'm part of this group, I see some of the most offensive, fucking mean, just dirty. Some of them are racist, like, misogynistic, like there's really bad jokes, and some of them, you know, not the ones that are like super terribly offensive to certain people, but there's some that are really funny on top of being unbelievably offensive. So holy shit. So I was on that page for the first couple weeks, were real good. It was a work group. I'm actually going to refrain from saying the group, but it was a work group, you know, like everybody works at this same place and then they make a Facebook page so they can communicate. For whatever reason, they decided to spread that out to people around the town, and I was one of the, I would consider myself first wave new introductions, you know, like when they first decided to open it up to other people, I was one of the first people in on it, and the jokes were great, the memes were hilarious. And here we are, a couple months later, and you're just getting repeats, and nothing's fucking funny anymore. And
yeah, it's funny, or you see a funny one, and then the very next day, somebody else posts the same thing. And then the very next day after that, another person posts the same fucking one.
The other day, I don't think it was this group. I think it was another group. I think it was the Nerds of the Roundtable group. I posted something, and like 8 hours later, my brother reposted it on the page. I'm like, dude, how are you gonna do that to me? Like,
I've actually called somebody out on the Nerds of Roundtable page that I posted something, and like 2 hours later, they post the same thing. And my whole thought is, dude, you're on here recent enough to get the whole, hey,
yeah,
this person just posted something, and maybe you just caught it, saw it, didn't even pay attention, and then reposted it in the same group on top of it.
I was confused for a minute. I thought that I might have shared it on my page instead of in the group.
Mm-hmm.
But it was totally in the group. And then my brother reposted. I'm like, dog.
Dude.
Absolutely uncool. What have I been posting lately? So I posted the I was the first one in the Nerds to post about, this is a big deal for me, the writers of Game of Thrones. The writers of Game of Thrones, the HBO TV show, are going to do their own Star Wars trilogy.
That sounds amazing.
I'm absolutely stoked.
So stoked.
I think that's going to be fucking amazing.
And speaking of Star Wars, get a little more off topic before we go back to these shows that have been booking.
We're allowed.
I go have dinner with my mom and my younger brother and my stepdad every week, or almost every week, and I show up this week, and my brother's like, oh, hey, check this out. And it's a Return of the Jedi 1984 calendar original.
Dude.
And I was like, holy shit. And he goes, beginning March 1st, it's going to line up with this year. I'm like, oh, yeah? I was like, he's like, yeah. I was like, 1984 was a leap year. He's like, yeah, it was. So it's off one day. It's a day ahead up until March 1st, where it aligns itself with this calendar year. And it wasn't opened. But I didn't know that until my mom told me, oh, no, we found it unopened, mint. And then we decided to open it because whatever. And we're going to use it for this year's calendar.
Dude. We've got so many of those things.
It's not even the value of it. It's just the
history.
The history of it. Even if you're not planning on selling it, just like the novelty, just to have, hey, I have this really fucking cool thing.
Because by Return of the Jedi, this was more than a cultural phenomenon.
Like, yeah, absolutely more. And then
it had already blown the fuck up by that point.
What really gets me is that my stepdad is a big Star Trek fan, total Trekkie. Like, and he understands and respects like the drive and fan base of Star Wars because he's into that sci-fi fantasy world where he grew up with that, and then as he got older, people got into Star Wars. So it just kind of blew my mind that they opened it, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to use it as a calendar this year. And I'm like,
don't write on it.
Please don't do that.
And I know. They're going to write all over it. They're in their 60s now. They're going to fucking write all over it because they got to write down all their dates and appointments and stuff on calendars because that's what they've done their whole lives. So I'm depressed about it. But then again, I'm going to look at it at the end of the year and go, you know what? That's actually pretty cool. And you used it as it was meant to used. And they're not going to trash it.
I guess with some things like that, I'm weird. But for the most part, like, because I'm a major collector. I think you know that just looking around. I'm a big collector.
I don't know, dude. Your walls look pretty bare.
He is joking.
You got a lot of white spots in between the cracks.
They're a bunch of fucking assholes. There's not room at all on my walls. But point being is there are things that you just say, like, fuck it, I'm going to open it. Like, but other things, like, I get it. Like, I would be pissed off if someone fucked up my Guar poster. I'd be pissed off if someone fucked up my Tool poster. Like, I would be pissed off if something that I had was then put in less than mint condition. I would be there. But for the most part, I'll open CDs, even action figures. I'll open an action figure, you know, if I need to.
Yeah.
But
like I get the whole collectible thing, like collecting stuff and keeping it mint, but I've never been one to just, I'm going to collect this.
No.
Like I have like little figurines and stuff. Excuse me, burping. Some figurines and stuff. I recently got a figurine that you could only get with your Dragon Ball FighterZ game.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a PowerPoint power-up, a GameStop power-up membership with a, it was a pro membership, the power-up pro membership, and get your pre-order with the day one copy, you got this figurine that came in this little baggie. It was
those
like,
those things are cool.
It was like a 3.5 Super Saiyan God Blue Goku figure, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm opening it.
I like the day one stuff. I know that a lot of video games do it now, you know, where it's like, if you buy this game or this movie or whatever, if you buy it day one, you get exclusive stuff. I like that stuff, you know.
I got a t-shirt once. It was fucking badass.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm trying to think. I collect old Pokemon cards. This one's funny. I tried to collect or buy an album from every band I've booked. And then besides that, I tried to, in terms of collecting, buy every single Buckethead album.
That's a lot of albums.
It's over 250, and I think I've got 50. So it's an
uphill battle.
It's something I'm never gonna fucking win. So
yeah,
I like collecting. Collecting's fun. So
I gotta rewind a little bit on my collections. You said Pokemon cards, and that reminded me there is a Magic the Gathering card that I collect.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's called Bizarre Trader. It's a goblin that is those of you familiar with Magic, it is has a tap ability that you tap it and target player gains control of target permanent you control.
Damn. That's cool.
Yeah. It's for what it does, it's not great because there is like a sorcery speed one card, a sorcery card that does the same thing. But it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those cards that was just caught my interest. I'm going to collect as many as I can, get my hands on as many as I can. And I have a binder that has several pages of them. I even have over a dozen foil editions of it.
That is something that we could spend an entire episode getting into. Because I, when I was younger, I had some friends try to get me into Magic. And then recently, in the past couple of months, I started getting back into it. So I'm not the most knowledgeable person, but we're almost there. We're almost ready to be having full-blown Magic conversations. But right now, the only thing that I'm capable of participating in is a full-blown conversation on the final beer of the night. And we're in the final beer of the night from Kushwa Brewing Company. Out of
Meal Stout.
Williamsport, Maryland. We hope it's fucking Maryland. What else could it be? I don't know. MD? MD? Anybody? I don't know. Yep. We already told you what the brewery is about. Let me jump into what... This beer is called the Velvet Robe. It's an oatmeal stout. A bold, smooth-bodied concoction with dark-roasted coffee aromas give way to semi-sweet chocolate. We round out this velvety delight with a dose of flaked caramel oatmeal for a creamy body and a semi-dry finish. This bad boy is only 6.5 ABV. They used East Kent Golding's hops, and they suggest that we drink it out of a tulip. So,
guess what we're drinking out of it
tonight? We gonna drink it out of a tulip. So everybody, come on in here for a group gulp. Let's jump right on into this guy. The final beer of the night. Yee!
Yee.
Mmm.
You know what else I'm drinking it with?
Mm.
These two lips.
Mmm. Gross. I don't want to hear about that.
Terrible joke.
That's good. That's
dad joke.
That's chocolatey, kind of toffee, a little bit of coffee. That one's
pretty good. That is a perfect finisher for the beers we just went through.
That's a deep boy. That one's deep. I'm enjoying it so much, I'm going to need to take another drink before I really dive into it anymore.
While you take a drink, I'm going to bring us back to what I tried to bring us back to before we rambled about collecting and gaming and stuff like that. The shows you listed.
Yeah, we fell behind on that. So last time we were telling you about the Head Rot show in April, but we got to get you on board with our Friday, May 18th show. This one is also at Jerry Lee's Pub. This one has Monte Luna. They're from Texas. They're a two-piece doom band, and they're absolutely crushing. This shit, I believe when I went to go listen to them on Bandcamp, the first song was like 17 or 18 minutes. It was wild. Just, it took you all over the place, but it never got out of the swamp. It's super good stuff. And I'm super pumped to announce who the other band playing on this show is, aside from Void King, who I really fucking like.
Oh, Void King.
Fucking Thorax. Everybody knows a little bit about Thorax. They've been around for a long time.
Long time. And if you don't know about Thorax, you should know about Thorax.
You should. They're from Bloomfield, Indiana. They've been around the block for a long time. They've played here with us for some of our biggest shows. We love those guys. They consider themselves Black and Doom. They have some really epic parts. I really, really dig those guys. Tucker is a great guy.
Love Tucker. Such a great musician.
All of them. Jacob's awesome. All of them are awesome. Taylor. So, we just recently made a beer for them because I make my own beer. So I made them a, what was that? Was that the vanilla bean bourbon?
Yes.
Stout?
Oh, that was so good.
We called it the Ragnarok, and they fucking loved it. We brought that to them at our Metal at Market Square finale. That was a good show.
That was a great show.
And we brought it up. We've got the Void King coming through. They're from Indy. Really fucking nice guys. Jason, Tommy. They're a bunch of really nice dudes. Upon looking at their Facebook, they consider themselves rock and roll. And that's kind. They are. But they're definitely that sludge, stoner, fucking... You're paddling on down the river, you know, like... That kind of stoner metal.
But it also feels like kind of that, like, older, like, what you consider, like, 80s death metal. Like,
they've definitely
kind of like
a,
that more sludgier, like, Black Sabbath to a feel, when Black Sabbath
a
was
little bit of that.
Being and they've considered, like, death metal, like, more of their heavier songs.
They've got a great stage presence. They do the lights, they do the fog. They call themselves the Congregation. They've got an amazing Facebook presence, you know, social media presence. They really know how to talk to the crowd. So super excited to have those guys back. On top of them, we've got Lenore Cult. We've had them before. They consider themselves hardcore. I guess you could say that. I like them. I think they're pretty cool dudes. They make pretty good music. They're from Hudson Lake, Indiana. If I'm not mistaken, that's north. I'm pretty sure that's up north.
Couldn't tell you. I'm an Indiana boy, born and bred, but some of these smaller towns are...
There's lots of them. And it's funny, like, we go to 450 all the time, which is in Columbus, and every time I bring it up, they're like, Ohio? I'm like,
Ohio.
No, there's a tiny little town in Indiana called Columbus, so...
Just south of Indy.
So that's going to be fun. That's mid-May, May 18th, it's a Friday. Mauna Luna from Texas, then we got Thorax, Void King, and Lenore Cult. So a lot of familiar flavors and some new stuff. I think everybody's going to get down on that. Keep in mind, too, that we've got stuff in between here, in between some of these shows that we're announcing. I know I've got at least two, I'll call them regular shows, but they're going to be cool bands. You know, just regular old shows on Friday, Saturday, some other days. Somewhere in between all here, we're going to have, are you ready to hear it? It's the first time we've talked about it. We're going to have... the 5-year Doom Room anniversary show.
I think my ears just broke. Could you repeat that one more time? So I
the Doom Room 5-year anniversary show. It's gonna be fucking awesome. We've got a couple things lined up already, and even more on the way. It's gonna be fucking great. So, oh, my goodness. I need to take another drink of this Velvet Rose from the Kushwa Brewing Company.
It's
oatmeal.
It's kind of got like...
What do you think, Creed? What did you think of it?
Velvet, no.
He says no, but...
It's kind of got that... The way it drinks down, it's kind of got that velvety kind of texture and smoothness that mm-hmm. rolls over your tongue and...
So, after... The Void King show, mid-May. I'm going to be, somewhere in between there, Austin and I are probably going to be going to Vegas for the Las Vegas Death Fest.
That'll be,
May 10th-ish?
11th, 12th, and 13th, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday of May.
That's going to be fucking fun.
That's going to be something else.
I'm not really sure what to make of it yet. So anyway, a couple weeks after the Void King, Montaluna show... On Sunday, June 10th, we're going to do what we've only done one time before. We're doing a party bus, Doom Room style, Brews with Dudes. It's going to be fucking awesome. This time, instead of Buckethead, which was a fantastic show. Austin, you were there. You remember.
I was there.
Or you might not remember. It was a wild night.
I mostly remember.
And this time, instead of Buckethead, we are going down to the White River Lawn, White Lawn Theater. It's fucking indie.
The White River...
Park. Anyway, it's an outside venue, and we're going to see Primus and motherfucking Mastodon. It's going to be awesome. I'm stoked. It's a Sunday.
If you have not been to the White River Park, this is definitely a show to break your cherry in it, because
it's going
to
be
awesome.
The first of its kind. It's going to be the first time that they've done a show of this caliber. They do a lot of really cool shows, but they've never done something like Primus. This is going to be fucking awesome. I'm stoked.
Don't wait for your tickets, because this show will sell out.
So we're going to slam through the next couple because there's not much to say about them so far yet. So after Primus on June 10th, I'm going to be part of Brews with Dudes on top of Journey into Comics, the network, we're going to all be down at the 4th annual LaffyCon, which is going to be taking place at Carnahan Hall, Jerry Lee's Pub, and Market Square in general on both Saturday, June 30th, and Sunday, July 1st.
Well, it's going to be a two-month gig.
It's going to be it's going to last a long time. It's going to be fun. We got a lot of fun things up our sleeves for that. And then, after LaffyCon, the following weekend, we're hoping to do our field day. We've done two so far, so this will be the third annual field day. We've got some fun ideas for that. So brace for impact.
If you've not heard of the field day, I suggest doing a little bit of research on the Doom Room page.
There's a bunch of footage, there's a bunch of pictures, and there's a DVD from the first year. So field day is a big deal. And then we're going to skip a couple weeks. So my birthday is in the middle of July. I'm sure we're going to do a big party for my birthday that might involve bands. But at the end of the month, we are going to embark on what I call the road to Chicago Domination Fest. So what is it, Austin? Tuesday, July 24th is the first night. We got some bands on the way to Chicago Nomination Fest, and then we're going to have another show on Sunday afterwards that's on the way home. So who do we have on Tuesday at Jerry Lee's Pub on the way to Chicago Nomination Fest, Austin?
This first band, I'm going to need your help pronounce with the enunciation.
Oh, this one's fun. This one is called Epicardiectomy.
Epicardiectomy, yes.
That's a mouthful.
Epicardiectomy, they are from Prague, and they describe themselves as a guttural bulldozer slam brutal death.
And it's going to just beat you off your fucking feet. Those guys are brutal as fuck. So
yes, these guys are coming over stateside with Abnormal Inhuman, who is another brutal death band, and they are from Athens, Greece.
God damn. We're really getting them from across the country, definitely in July.
As well as Carnal, yeah, another brutal death from New Zealand. And then,
Greece, New Zealand.
Ooh, I might need Prague. Your name with this enunciation too as well, Nick.
I might know it. What do we got? Vituperate.
Vituperate.
That's a
Vituperate,
fun one.
And they're actually from here stateside in Pittsburgh. They're a brutal death band. And I actually, cool. I couldn't find any of their albums while I was searching for them. All I found is they've been part of a few brutal slam collaboration albums.
Compilation kind of things.
Yeah, compilation things. And from what I could hear, they sound great.
It is kind of sad how some of the bands that we've looked up tonight, out of all these shows that we've mentioned, aren't on Facebook. They don't have a website. It's like really hard to find them. So,
like, even their Bandcamp was through the compilation album. Like, I couldn't. They have one to be announced, maybe this year. Like, I couldn't tell.
But definitely, with these last two shows that we're talking about, the big point is that some of these bands are coming from around the world. You know,
yeah, from. So, the one of them from the other side of the world.
And they're coming to Chicago to play a show, and they may only be playing less than 10 shows stateside, and one of these is ours, so
yes.
We're very grateful to be getting in on this.
So these four bands are coming in Tuesday, July 24th, on a Tuesday, through Lafayette, Indiana. And so, this is going to be the Tuesday before Chicago Domination Fest, which
and then
kicks
we have
off that Thursday.
Yes, we got Thursday, Friday, Saturday up in Chicago. And then after we're done getting our asses whipped all weekend long, we're going to come back to Jerry Lee's for one more show. And I'm super stoked about this one.
Oh, this one sounds great. This is Analepsy.
Ooh!
This sounds great.
Yes, Analepsy. If you're not quite familiar with the death metal and brutal death metal scene, a lot of these names are really going to take you for a turn. But these guys are Portuguese slammy brutal death. I call them slammy because we kind of put Y's on the ends of certain names.
We like to do that.
They wouldn't. They call themselves slam brutal death.
That's just too much for us.
They definitely slam, and they're definitely brutal, and they're definitely death metal.
And then the next band is one of my favorite bands that we've booked.
Yes, this next band I've caught every time they've come through. I'm a huge fan of theirs. Every time they come through, I make sure I at least chat the guys up for a little bit and let them know how much I appreciate them coming through here. This band called Cognitive.
Ooh!
They are from Jersey.
What do they consider themselves? Just tech, brutal awesomeness?
From their page, they call themselves just death metal, brutal
okay,
death.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that.
They are, you could definitely put the technical on their name too, because they really bring it.
And they absolutely just do.
Put on one of the best live shows I can catch from a death metal band.
I feel like we saw them for the first time at Chicago Domination Fest the year before. And then we saw them election night 2016 at the house.
They actually, this will be their first Domination Fest.
Really?
Yes.
Where did we meet those guys then?
I think we met them at Domination Fest at CDF3. I think we met them there.
They might have just been there.
Briefly. And then spoke to them because we were promoting Doom Room DVD there. And then we caught them on election day, where we actually had the fire department calling on us because set a fire a little too big in the backyard.
So that was the first part of the bad part of the night. And then as I'm going to bed, I found out Donald Trump got elected. So it was a long night. It was a long night.
Long night for a lot of people.
Anyway, so who else do we have on that bill? That's
on
a big bill.
The next band is called Corpse, with a K-O-R-P-S-E. And they are a slam brutal death from the Netherlands. So I have not had a chance to catch any of their music, but there's not many bands that I've caught this side of the pond, per se, from the Netherlands that I have not liked. And then to finish out that list, we have Slamitation.
Slamitation. They pretty much tell you exactly what they're about.
And they are brutal death, and they are a collaboration between three people. And one's from Switzerland, one's from Germany, and the other one is from Austria.
Wow.
So they are
all over the place.
It's from what I gathered, I'm probably wrong because my notes are chicken scratch and I can't quite read them, right?
The R&D department did the best they could tonight, but they were working on pretty strict time limits. So.
And it seems like they're a collaboration of three different bands. It sounds like they probably all toured together and were friends in my guesstimation and decided to start piecing stuff together and came up with this band. So I'm really excited to hear them.
I'm really excited to hear every single one of these bands. We've got at least half the bands that on the list that we just read through tonight are new bands that we've never listened to in Lafayette before. So I'm stoked about that. I'm stoked to see some people that have already been through to listen to them again. If you're listening and you haven't checked out any of these bands, we literally covered, there's 15 different genres between all the bands that we just named. So there's a little bit of everything for anybody. So there's going to be more stuff coming up, so please just pay attention to the Doom Room page. They're trying to do a lot of things besides just booking heavy metal shows. They're trying to get a lot of different things going around town. They want to make it their brand something that everybody can get involved with.
So if you like good music,
pay attention.
Very likely to like the music that comes through the Doom Room, because it's not just metal.
It's not just the metal. It's all the flavors. It's flavors and it's different things. So before we get any more drunk than we already are, we only had four beers tonight. Austin, do you think that you could tell us what your favorite beer of the night was?
The one in my hand right now.
Yeah.
This oatmeal stout.
I am a big fan of the oatmeal stout myself.
I know I mentioned earlier on a previous podcast that I was noticing how many stouts we were drinking, but you know what? They're fucking good.
They don't get old. I would say that my favorite would be the Kushwa's Pale Ale. I really liked the Fog at Daybreak, but number two, really close behind, is the oatmeal stout, the Velvet Rose from Kushwa. So Kushwa killed it.
Kushwa.
Kushwa was all about it. I really like their beers.
So good. I got to say, like, my order would actually be this one moving backwards. Would
yeah,
be my
just
number
back.
One straight back. And I feel like the way we just decided to go, okay, we'll do pale, brown, stout, it just built up my palate to have
a perfect ride.
A
good
perfect
ride
into flavorful bliss.
Awesome. Creed, did you have an opinion about the beers? Did you want to spit it down for everybody?
I did not like the last one. It was horrible. The second to last was good, but the third one, which one was that?
The Kushwa.
Yeah, that one was the juicy one.
The Kushwa Pale.
I like it a lot.
That's a good opinion. I like your opinion on those things. So, all right, guys. Well, we're not gonna blow any more of your time. Thank you for paying attention to Brews with Dudes. If you could share the page, share posts, we appreciate it when other people are checking us out. You know, even if you've got a couple hundred friends on Facebook, at least a couple of them like craft beer. So we'd really like to talk to them. So if you could share the page with whoever you can, we would really appreciate it. If you like music, if you like the heavy metal, we do a lot of that. Please check out the Doom Room. We did a lot of Doom Room advertising tonight. We talked about LaffyCon, 4th annual, where the Journey into Comics Network is going to play a big deal. Who is our parent network? We wouldn't be here without the Journey into Comics Network.
Love those guys.
So check them out. If you check them out, they've got 10 different shows on the network, including Brews with Dudes. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on, a lot of good podcasts to listen to, a lot of good bands to listen to, a lot of good beers to drink. So
always good beers to drink.
Thank you, Austin, for coming by once again. This was fun doing a one-on-one. I think we really nailed this this new format that we're working on. I think.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. I felt like this was a solid podcast.
It's more personal. It was where it's just you and I kind of talking to each other.
Yeah.
Thank you, Creed. You kind of walked in the middle of it, but thank you for being a part of it.
No, thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Any and every time. And thank you once again to anybody that's listening to us. We will catch you next week on Brews with Dudes.